Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Christian Post, after forcing kids to attend religious revival, WV, that's West Virginia, school district settles case for $175,000. This is going to be quick. You see, you can file this in yet another chapter of Christians Don't Give a Damn About the Law. And they always feel like they are justified, you know, because they're doing it for Jesus. And ideas like a secular government, no matter what they say on discussion boards, is just a lie. They don't care about secular governments. They don't want a secular government. They want a flat-out theocracy. Heck, many right-wing Republicans just say so. The new Speaker of the House would be such a person. So, prayer in school? No, they're going for a full-out revival in school. I'll try to remember to throw the link into the comment section. If I forget, you can just remind me at skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account, discuss away, or shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. I just want to read from the lawsuit. A couple of, well, somewhat lengthy paragraphs, but I'll try to muddle through. The lawsuit charges that two Huntington High School teachers, during homeroom on February 2nd, escorted their entire classes to the revival. Students, including a Jewish student, who asked to leave but was not permitted to do so, were instructed to bow their heads in prayer and raise up their hands and were warned they needed to make a decision to follow Jesus or to face eternal torment. Just a sidebar here. No, mainstream Christians don't teach that hell is eternal torment. You fool. How would anyone get that idea? Okay, back to it. Adult volunteers from a local church went into the crowd to pray with the students. Plaintiff students observed teachers and administrators praying with church volunteers. Bethany Fellington, mother of the Jewish student, is one of the plaintiffs, along with three of her children. Most students' plaintiffs are identified only by their initials, with the exception of Max Nybert. They are suing the Cabell County Board of Education, its superintendent and Huntington High School principal, Daniel Gleason. Plaintiffs are seeking a permanent injunction enjoining the district from sponsoring any religious worship services, adult-led religious activities during the school day, or participating in such events with students during the school day. Plaintiffs are seeking nominal damages in the amount of $1 per plaintiff, plus costs and attorney's fees. Okay, they won. No one even denies the facts. They won. The school put out an apology, calling it a mistake. But of course, it's not true. This isn't the first time they've done this sort of thing. And you know what? As observed in the article, I say this is the Christian Post. This is not. This is the Friendly Atheist. Sorry about that. This is not the first time it happens, and you know that it's not a mistake, as observed by Hermit Mehta. that this mistake never happens with Muslim proselytizers or Satanic Temple proselytizers. This only happens with Christians proselytizing school children in school. Right? That's that's the only time this happens. The dude, the pastor, you know, he went on social media bragging about how effective his school revival was. This was just a shit show. And it was a shit show intentionally put on by a school district that has done these shit shows before, and they just think they can get away with it. They think it's okay. They think that the law doesn't matter, that there should be no separation from government and religion, and that there should be even less of separation between government-sponsored religion and your kids. That's who Christians are. That's who they are. I have been trying to tell you this for years. That is boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity. And that's why I keep doing this. Get upset, maybe just a little. And if you're in the U.S. or in some places like this that behave this way, where Christians behave this way, hint, it's everywhere, get out and exercise your secular rights, if you have them where you are, and vote these fools, not just out of office, but so far away from office that it would be impossible for them to get here. And by the way, why are they running for office and doing this anyway? This is not their world. They're not of this world. Their citizenship is with the kingdom of God. Let them fuck up the kingdom of God. This is a secular society and a secular government. And your kids are not safe in school. They're not safe. Okay, that's enough for now. Let's see if I've got time to get this up on the board before I have to go to work. Until next time, I will see you in the comments, and I'm out.